This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Madagascar. And the antibiotics aren't treating it. You've got tens of thousands of admitted animal-human chimera creations that are on the ground. The media doesn't even really care. You got salmon in the ocean that aren't extincting the regular salmon. They're part insect. There's thousands of insane things going on. Suddenly all these new super cancers are here. The globalists have gone completely insane. They believe they're going to merge with computers and become AI gods. And we're busy talking about pedophiles everywhere. Raping women, groping men, raping women, assaulting women, dominating people. And it's all about power. It's all about pushing it. It's all about messing with people. But we got to talk about it. Because sex is how we continue the species. It's how we love each other. It's how we have organizations. It's how we interface. Just like everything from fruit flies up to African elephants to blue whales to cottontail bunnies. And why is there this obsession and this manipulation of sex? Because sex is power. It's deciding your whole genetic line before you and this person's genetic line. Do we want to engage in an activity that's meant to create new people? Oh, no, that's bad. That's dirty. But splicing humans with animals in laboratories, they don't have any rights. Let's have no discussion about that. Let's have all the fake left virtue signal all day about how men and women together are horrible and it's all rape and we got to regulate it and control it. Then the right wing's on the other end, you know, saying, if you ever had sex out of wedlock, you're going to hell and it's dirty and you're going to be, which then just drives everybody into the hands of the system. It says, have all the sex you ever wanted to have. It's perfect. It's wonderful. It's good. Not that that dehumanizes you as well. The other thing dehumanizes you. I mean, let me tell you something. Porn. Take porn. I can't even watch it anymore. And I'm not going to sit up here with our audience and be fake and say I've never seen porn. I literally, you know what I like? I like typing in pinup girls from the 50s. And I'll just sit there for like an hour on my computer looking at women as pinup girls. Or like a waitress in a cute skirt and cute outfit. Like a woman, cute and happy. That's what I like. It's like porn's like watching sausage being made or something, or like people go to the bathroom, or it's like something two people do. They love each other. It just turns into this, and it's admitted it turns into this dehumanization. The men watching porn aren't getting girlfriends or wives on average. They're not having children, and when they finally get a woman, they don't want that because it isn't like what they saw shot in a wide angle lens. Or they think, oh, I have a twosome or a threesome or a foursome. That'll be the best thing ever because you saw that in porn. No, what that is a train wreck. Because the people are all here, there. It's not real. There's not a connection. The real fulfillment is a man and woman that love each other, connected, having sex, because that's what's designed by God to then create procreation and then the act of love and coming together spiritually as you literally form a new creature. Puts the finishing touches on it and shows these two people love each other so that they're going to love this baby they have. Instead of the product of rape or whatever the case is, and then where's daddy or mommy doesn't like the child. Well, that's how you just begin these cultures of evil. And the cultures where women are suppressed and where women are controlled, where women are kept like animals, are the low IQ, inbred, failed, desperate, desperado, collapsed systems. And everything the left pushes is a merger with Orthodox Islam that literally cuts women's vaginas off and sells them off at 9 in arranged marriages. You're worried about Roy Moore with arranged marriages at 17? Roy Moore's only problem is he didn't say cut girls' vaginas off. If he'd have done that, he'd be leading a march with Linda Sorcerer and the Democratic Party.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, how the mighty have fallen. The photo's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, as well as DredgeReport.com. Groper, Al Franken, lecture conservatives on respecting women. I could not imagine being on an airplane with women that were asleep and then going over and grabbing their breast, much less taking photos of it and then giving the woman a photo of it later, as he did. But that's all part of the rubbing it in 10 years ago when he thought he was invincible. Then they want to assault the Christian Midwest and folks who aren't doing things like this because they see us standing in the way of what they want to do. But to control the debate, they attack us on our strengths, the fact that we try to honor women. So we got Judge Roy Moore. We're having to back off most of the story now. Most of the women are Democratic operatives, or they're erasing their Facebooks, or it's not true, we later learned that he wasn't kicked out of the mall, but then he admits, I used to go around and ask people to date their 16 and 17-year-old daughters. Turns out the 14 and 15 stuff hasn't been documented, and then Moore admits that. I think that's weird. But that's now the big ultimate evil, and he has to resign. Okay, well then, we'll roll some of these videos, countless literally hours of footage we played before. Back during the campaign, we were showing Bill Clinton the rapist, Hillary supporting pedophiles, making jokes about it. And in Biden videos, there's hours of him grabbing little girls, rubbing their hair, rubbing through their hair, rubbing their ears, patting them on the butt. And again, a full-grown woman would kick him like a mule. He just does this because this is why pedophiles like 10, 11, 12-year-olds, because they think it's daddy when it's an older man and they don't fight back. That's what these guys want, is a woman that won't fight back when they dominate them and they control them. So, Millie Weaver, you yourself have been sexually raped, assaulted out in California. There were even case news on it. We're not going to get into names. And when that happened, you know, 8, 9 years ago, happened to your sister as well. And, of course, you had some success out there in modeling and movies as well, but got out of it and now, you know, happily have a child or hooked up and doing a great job. But you wanted to come in, and I've invited you anytime you want, because you're here reporting every day, to give your view, your take. All I'm saying is, if we're going to burn Roy Moore, good, burn him at the stake if any of this is true. But you've got Al Franken photographing it. You've got Bill Clinton settling the rape cases. You've got Hillary covering it up. You've got Weinstein. You've got the thousands of prominent leftists and globalists raping men, raping women, doing this. It's like, who are these people? I mean, what is going on?
Well, you know, we're at this point where we have a big conundrum, a big argument going on right now. We have tons of women, tons of even men as children coming forward, having accusations of sexual assault. And at the same time, some of these accusations kind of seem like they are aimed at people to take them down politically. Now, I don't deny that, you know, women who have been sexually assaulted, a lot of times they're afraid to come forward, and it can take years for them to get the courage. And typically, predators prey on women that they know don't have the courage to come forward. The type of woman that's going to sit in silence, not typically an extroverted personality type, and they target those women. But now we're seeing where we have women coming forward with stories that seem very credible. I think that this story with Al Franken and this woman, Leanne, it seems credible. It seems realistic, like it could happen.
Leanne Tweeden.
Exactly.
From the USO tour. And let's be clear. There are villains. There are neutral folks. There are great people. There are heroes, male, female, old, young, gay, straight, Christian, agnostic. You know, there are good people in every group. There are bad group. There are bad people in every group. The big issue here is we've got people making fake claims. We've got people making real claims. But the point is, with all this stuff coming out, people are finding the courage. So a lot of the claims are true. A lot of the claims are real. Exactly. And people feel like it's safe now. And most of the people that have been accused, the Weinsteins, the Frankens, the Kevin Spaceys, have had to admit it was true. They're having to backpedal because they don't want to be in the news anymore before more people come out. And they've been using Judge Roy Moore the last week as the total distraction from all the new revelations daily on people like them. So now the Franken thing comes out. All I'm saying is we've got him grabbing her breast in a photo he released himself through the USO. What does that mean?
It totally corroborates her story. She is telling, from my opinion, I think that she's telling the truth from the stories and the experience I have with women and these.
Well, plus the photo.
The photo evidence right there.
Franken released this.
That he was doing stuff that he knew he shouldn't be doing. And it was boisterous. He even took a photo to show in your face, ha ha, I can do what I want to do with you. And that was his message to her as a woman. And is that somebody that we want in office? No, it's not somebody that we want in office. And we've seen this with this personality.
Well, I'm calling for him to resign because they want all these other people to resign off accusations without proof. And I say they should be investigated. We have him grabbing her in an official U.S. government photo that he controlled, that he had released for snapshots for the memory of the tour that he controlled. He picked this photo to give the members of the tour. He was running. He's proud of this. He wanted to humiliate her. He wanted to let her know he had a photo of this. He thought he'd get away with it. Classic Weinstein stuff. So do you agree with me that he should step down?
I agree that he should step down, and I think that law enforcement should actually investigate this situation here, because you actually have a photo of him touching her, groping her in a place she wouldn't feel comfortable while she is unconscious, while she's not in a conscious state.
Which is what, I'm not saying he's literally a vampire, but I liken him to psychic vampires, humiliating her. He humiliated her reportedly on the whole trip after she wouldn't have sex with him, after she pushed him off. But Fox News even said, well, she finally gave in. In her testimony, she says she fought him. She pushed him off. She didn't give in.
Exactly. And now she is coming forward. That's the important part. And we also have to notice, though, that we do have women coming forward that their stories don't seem very credible. We've seen attacks against President Trump. And we do know that
all those got thrown out.
Exactly. They got thrown out. And we can't just believe 100% something in all of these cases.
But she's got the photo from him.
Exactly. This.
I mean, boom, slam dunk.
This case, she has the photo, she's got the proof, and this guy should 100% step down, and the liberals really need to come out and speak out against him if they want to claim that they are, you know, triumphing for.
Well, that was my next question. Right before the Moore stuff broke last week, they were finally going, okay, Bill Clinton's time in the barrel's here, okay, Hillary's got to go away, he's got to get in trouble, okay, Weinstein's horrible, okay, Kevin Spacey, okay, we do have a problem. But then they jumped on Moore like, oh, see, it's all you, to change the subject. Change the subject, conservatives and libertarians will burn Moore in 2 seconds if it's true. We'll throw it, we know there's a bunch of perverts in the Republican Party. We've been going after these people forever. We want to bring them all down. So don't think you just have some moral equivalence because Roy Moore is over here doing some creepy stuff when we've got you red-handed.
Exactly. We've got him red-handed. And if Roy Moore or any of these guys, you know, want to come out and contest the allegations, I would say and encourage them to come out and sue for slander, sue for defamation. If,
well, he says he's doing that.
Innocent. Roy Moore, in his case, he should, if he knows he's innocent, sue for defamation of character. Whereas this guy, Al Franken, she's got the pictures. She apparently told her friends and told people there that this had happened.
Al Franken released the photo.
Yeah. They've got photo evidence. It needs to be handed over to law enforcement. He should be prosecuted.
Listen, if my wife or one of my daughters, if some pervert grabbed their breast on a plane and took photos, that violates all sorts of lies. I mean, that's violating people's lives in so many ways. When you violate somebody's life, their privacy like that, what do you call that legally? I mean, it's groping. It's a form of assault. It's humiliation. It's like revenge porn. What is it when you're on an airplane and somebody grabs your breast and takes a photo? What is that? I mean, if somebody grabs me.
It's degrading. It's disrespectful. It's humiliating. It's meant to humiliate her and silence her and put her in a sense of low self-worth. And where's Gloria Allred on this one? You know, Gloria Allred will pick up cases for women that don't even have picture evidence, that don't even have much of a leg to stand on as far as proof or witnesses that can, you know, corroborate her story. But where's Gloria Allred on this one? Is it because he's a Democrat?
Why doesn't she ever go after Democrats? Because there's plenty of women that have been assaulted by him. Stay there, Millie Weaver, to get your view on this. Roger Stone. On the other side, he told me about this Al Franken thing before it even broke, and now it's coming out. More accusers are coming. Where is this going to go next? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, Senator Bob Menendez reportedly laundered all this money and did all this stuff to pay for all these underage women. And the underage women stuff has not really even been denied. And again, I think it's creepy, even though they're 16, 17 years old. It's not really pedophilia, but it's creepville. Okay? But he just had a mistrial. So that was just announced minutes ago. A really nasty globalist, Senator Bob Menendez. And I mentioned that Stone told me a day and a half ago that get ready, Al Franken's neck, sticking his tongue down women's throats, groping them. And then I just left it alone. And then I didn't know. I guess he told Dew last night before it broke. So there's a record that we broke it. I mean, I didn't even know that the stuff, because I just kind of like, I've taken on so many fights. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to break that he did this. And I'm going to wait till the woman goes public. And Stone wasn't even trying to get me to go public. I just learn all this stuff and have to sit on it because it's just, it's constant. I mean, we even know basically what happened exactly in Vegas. By the way, it was the Islamists, folks. They've got the FBI grabbing our sources out of their houses and stuff and then releasing them later. But I don't know why they don't want this info out about who really did in Vegas, because it only proves Trump's right, just like the Islamic attack a week and a half ago in D.C., or in New York. InfoWars called it, correctly predicts Al Franken's sex scandal. Senator Al Franken's time in the barrel is about to come. This is last night. All the specifics from Roger Stone were groping and grabbing a woman, sticking his tongue down her throat, and expanding, saying more coming. Well, you've certainly got sources, so let's talk about, without getting into how you learned this first, what the next shoe to drop is, because you told me again a day and a half ago and again last night, more is coming after this. What should we expect with Al Franken?
Well, Alex, ironically, I know Al Franken. Al Franken and I were on the TV show Politically Incorrect together with Bill Maher, who, while I disagree with him on many things, I certainly agree with him on the question of Islamic terrorism and marijuana. And I never thought Franken was funny, to be honest. I understand why he went into politics, because as a comedian, let's face it, not funny. This guy is no Aykroyd, you know?
Yes.
So, and he's a condescending, snotty liberal on top of it all, but my sources point out that this woman anchor is very much admired and respected. She's got a great reputation. She is well-liked within the Fox family.
And she's got a photo!
Yes, and ironically, I understand she is giving her first interview to Jake Tapper. So it's going to be interesting to see how Jake handles this.
Yeah, why is she doing that if she's on Fox Radio? And well, that's not a good move.
Well, evidently, she has some prior relationship with Tapper, their friends, and she trusts him. Look, I think it's brave of her just to come out. This is Mordecai.
Exactly.
To have a picture of a U.S. senator grabbing your chest on the internet, and it shows the hypocrisy of the left. In other words, Franken had to go down the line with the radical feminist agenda to get elected to the Senate. It's ironic that his win has always been disputed. Many believe that that his seat was stolen for him through Democratic chicanery.
Sure, of course, the guy's a joke, literally, figuratively. He's a failed comedian. But you said more are coming, okay? So you did predict this. You did have it from your sources. And so thank you for giving us the exclusive.
I mean, I really think, Alex, the next big bombshell, in all honesty, is in the Golden State, where the assaults of various women by Senator Tony Montoya, veteran Democrat, union thug, have been covered up by De Leon, the Speaker, the President of the Senate, who's running for the Senate against Feinstein. Meanwhile, Adam Schiff is trying to submarine De Leon, so he's the guy feeding this all to the press, because he wanted to run for Feinstein's seat, only to be rebuffed when she decided to seek another term. So it's fratricide within the Democratic Party. But
sure, their infighting's bringing him down. So a week ago they were saying, get rid of Bill.
California is infinite, from what I'm told. Just enormous. Numerous.
So you're saying bigger than Hollywood, what you told me the other day on the phone. Bigger than Hollywood is obviously California, the entire situation is going to be gigantic.
That's what I have my sources tell me. And, of course, it all boils down again to the, you know, these are the people who pursue a radical feminist agenda and hold themselves out on these issues. So,
yeah, exactly. Do you notice that these men that are championing feminism tend to be the ones who are also engaging in this disrespectful and assault on women?
Millie Weaver, that's a great question. Millie Weaver, our reporter riding the shotgun with us, Roger Stone. It's way disproportionate. Super leftist, anti-family liberals are admitting raping men, women, underage girls, hundreds in some cases per person. These sound like maniacs. I mean, what, do you just run around all day like a maniac grabbing everybody?
Well, it's interesting, though, that it's coming to light. I mean, for how long did the mainstream media cover up for Bill Clinton's atrocious behavior? Not only grabbing women, biting through their upper lips, demanding oral sex.
So there was incredible entitlement. So we've only got the tip of the iceberg. How big is the berg under the waves?
It's just impossible to say. But look, I think we have to be somewhat judicious here. This is a question of a woman who's happy to let you know her name, who's got a long record of credibility as a person, and she has photos. Anybody can charge anybody with anything else. Roy Moore, he doesn't have a judgment against him. No court has found him guilty. He is accused. Voters have to look at the accuser and what they say and make their own decision.
And by the way, voters, the polls show, aren't buying it. It shows how anti-establishment folks are. I think Moore's admission of courting 17-year-old girls is creepy, but it's nothing compared to Weinstein and others. But what does it say that voters don't care? All the polls show they're doubling down. That shows the establishment literally is just hated.
And, you know, we live in a system where you are innocent until proven guilty. And a lot of times the problem with all this movement of all these women coming forward is we're starting to just believe every single one of them, when the reality is that oftentimes men are falsely accused of rape or sexually assault, and then they become vindicated. So we need to make sure that we're looking at, are these women credible? Do they have any type of evidence? We're seeing the evidence here with this situation here with Al Franken. So as far as with Gary Moore or Roy Moore, we don't see that same amount of evidence, and that's why we should be questioning, we should be interrogating.
All right, that sets the table. When we come back, I want to ask a few questions. Why aren't we seeing the same evidence? A. B. Clearly Moore thinks what he has done is normal under some Christian construct, so okay. But B, how do the Democrats survive this? But more importantly, C, what do we do if the Democrats are saying Roy Moore stepped down, Republicans are saying it, but then all these other big Democrats and people are involved in far worse? Let's ask Roger Stone that question straight ahead, because there are a lot of other big issues, like the Black Plague getting loose, which is now drug-resistant, and all these other big global issues in North Korea and the economy and great things going on. Ivanka Trump scores win with Senate plan to double child tax credit. I mean, there's a lot of crazy good stuff to cover, too. But right now is this big coming out of victims, and I think most of them are actually legitimate. They've been in the shadows until...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Again, the big $64 trillion question here is, why is all of the sexual abuse, the pedophilia, the Satanism, the occultism, why is it all coming out right now? And we know the answer, but I'm going to get both your takes and your angles on it, or if you disagree. Both Millie Weaver and, of course, Roger Stone. It's because the establishment's in trouble. Hollywood's falling apart. The Democrats that kind of ran this whole thing they're losing their power. And now people see resistance against power structures, the UN, the EU, globalism, Hollywood, the Democratic Party. So they have the courage to come out. That's why most of these accusations have turned out to be true, especially against Weinstein and Spacey and all these Democrat producers. But you're going to have the Democrats try to jump on this wave and have their operatives accuse people. And so then how do we forensically look at the claims? Well, if they're Democratic Party operatives, or if they end up not showing the proof to get a big crest going, a big wave going, then you know that wave's fake or it's got to be suspect. But when it's somebody like Franken saying, okay, I'm sorry, well, you know that's just him trying to get out of the news. But I'm wondering what the next wave is. You just heard it's going to be California, not just Los Angeles, not just Hollywood, but California and this elitist establishment that believes it can do anything and everything. But separately, I think Trump played this perfectly. Already had a trip set to Asia, did a great job out of the country, and then didn't endorse Roy Moore up front. We were endorsing Roy Moore because he had better credentials and the Tea Party liked him. But I just wonder how uncannily Trump was right on this again. Roger Stone, what do you think's going on?
Well, Alex, look, I find it stunning that we just learned that Harvey Weinstein uses the same heavy-handed private detective, a nasty guy named Jack Palladino, who Bill Clinton used to threaten Kathleen Willey, or I should say Hillary used, because Palladino was engaged by Hillary. He is the most likely the person who made one of her dogs disappear. The other one was strangled and found on her front porch.
And by the way, he's finally gotten in trouble for a bunch of other stuff.
You know, her windshield broken. He's the guy who runs up to her, jogs up to her all dressed in black and says, essentially, if you know what's good for you, you'll keep your mouth shut. Now, epically, working for Weinstein, doing the same thing, suppressing these women. This is the party of feminists. Ridiculous.
By the way, it even came out in the New York Times. They had to admit that Weinstein was using a team of, quote, former, which never happens, Mossad operatives, who are part of the leftist group in Israel that's trying to put Netanyahu in prison. I mean, it's just a fact. People always think Israel's one monolithic deal. No, it's the leftists and the conservatives, as usual. There's different splits. What do you make of Weinstein using Mossad operatives against women?
Look, this guy had such a trail behind him that he had to silence these various starlets and other, attractive women that he had come on to. And he became so wealthy and so powerful, they begin to believe that they can suppress all of it. Look, there's a real distinction here between consensual sex and assault. I never thought, for example, that Bill Clinton should have been impeached for whatever consensually went on with Monica Lewinsky. It might have been distasteful, but that's not against her consent. It's not rape. It's not violence against women, which we know Bill was also quite capable of. So I do think you have to draw that distinction, but you have, as I point out, InfoWars broke this story. The reason I reached out to the night editor, Rob Dew, was to memorialize it. Again, tomorrow's news today at InfoWars. We have our ear to the ground very much so in Hollywood.
Well, I want to point out, you never say, hey, Alex, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. You kind of give me hints, so day and a half ago, I get, you text message me, call me. Hey, this is coming, I'm told. I'm like, okay, what do we do? Well, let's just see. But 9 times out of 10, we wait, and then we don't officially break stuff. I think we should just start, when you get something, we should just break it and say, according to sources. But I'm glad that you ended up memorializing it last night, because I didn't even know you'd memorialized it and broken it. I just said, oh, yeah, Stone told me a day and a half ago. So I'm glad you did that. Good instincts.
Yeah, no, look, I think if you look on my Twitter feed, it actually says InfoWars exclusive. Franken's time in the barrel.
And you've been banned on your regular Roger Stone. You now have Stone Cold Truth. They haven't banned that yet. We now have shocking.
This is very interesting, Alex. Stone Cold Truth is not controlled by me. They are people who are Roger Stone and InfoWars fans. They put up what they choose. They sell my books and so on. Somebody had a parody site clearly marked as Roger Stone GOP. They operated it for 2 years. They rarely tweeted. they have violated no guidelines. I don't know. I have no idea who controls this until the fellow who owns it told me he was banned recently. So, look, they're spoiling for a fight. I will be flying to San Francisco in the near future to file a devastating lawsuit against Twitter. I had a terrific conversation with Milo yesterday. He is going to be aiding the suit, probably as either a plaintiff or through an amicus brief. There are numerous others, Mark Dice, Joe Biggs. These guys have legitimate grudges just like mine. Perhaps they aren't banned for life as I am. But look, they're wrong on constitutional ground. There's First Amendment issues. There are service contract issues.
The point is they're massively discriminating us. And again, Al Franken on Monday testified he wants, quote, conservative sites implicated as Russian with no proof, that's you, Drudge, and myself, to be banned completely from social media, period, an internet ban. He called for that on Monday.
Yeah, it's the fascism. That's fascism is what that is. And this it's red baiting.
And it's been proven to be a fraud, and they're the ones that have been caught doing it. Let me ask Millie Weaver this question. What is this firestorm of sexual abuse and domination by the Democrats is only getting bigger? I mean, you heard Roger, he said California's about to be engulfed. What's next?
Well, first, I want to point out the irony here that Al Franken was calling for conservative talk speakers to be considered guilty before anything else without any evidence. Well, I wonder if he's going to ask for a proper form of justice in this ordeal with Mrs. Leanne Tweakin. But here's the thing here. I do think that we are going to see more. We're going to continue to see more women coming out and more child stars, even men coming out having been sexually assaulted. But I think that we also will see more on the political sphere, because I think that we're going to see more attacks on both the Republicans and the Democrats. I feel like it would be hard to get people to buy into just only putting out false sexual assault allegations on Republicans and on Trump. So you throw in real cases like Harvey Weinstein, this case with Al Franken, and other cases so that you can then get people to throw out the entire group.
So oh, exactly. And I predicted months ago they were going to build this wave. They were going to burn Weinstein. They covered it up for years. They decided, hey, we got to burn the Democrat brand, create a new one, get rid of the Clintons, and then try to use that as legitimacy to go after Trump next. By the way, they're now reporting Daily Mail that a 16-year-old says that Sylvester Stallone raped her and then forced her to perform oral sex on he and his bodyguard, and that he beat her in the head if she ever told, a bombshell police report. I mean, this is just unraveling quicker and quicker.
It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Hollywood is full of filth and scum. These type of things go on there all the time. And, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. When people get amounts of power in their hand, people that can't handle responsibility, they abuse it. And we're going to see that with powerful people, politicians.
Exactly.
The Washington swamp, it's going to be there.
Millie Weaver, great job. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us. Please join us again with other big breaking news. I mean, I should ask, you got any other giant bombshells that we should hold you over for, or could we just have you back tomorrow?
Stay tuned.
All right. I mean, Roger did break it. And I just wish, I was just like Al Franken, I'm like, I don't want to get sued. Let's just wait on this. But then I guess he went ahead and released it last night so we'd get the scoop. So good job, Roger. Oh, yeah, we got so many big stories that I just like, I don't mind the fight, but it's just like, good Lord, do we have to break everything? I mean, it's dangerous. All right, we'll be back.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more.
That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've just spent over 2.5 hours getting into the giant firestorm that is all the unwanted sexual advances and then harassment and then assaults and then rapes and then tortures and then abuse and then spies and Mossad and CIA and private investigators harassing people and women and men being disappeared and then pedophilia and then occultism and then devil worship and then child sacrifice. I mean, that's where this thing goes. I don't want it to sound like I didn't want to report on Al Franken. 15 years ago, we'd be about to break some big story, and I'd be like, oh, wait, we're going to have a big story. We're going to be big. I don't take stuff for granted anymore, but it's more like being punched in the face. Like, oh, another globalist got caught being a pedophile. God, it's so real. No, no. It's not like, you know, we're winning, but it's more like something we're doing as a job. And, you know, Stone's like, well, I have this intel and this woman, and here she is. It's going out, and, you know, should we work on getting her on, or should we... should we put it out first, or, you know, what do you think? And I'm just like, I don't know, man. What do you think? And he's like, I don't know. What do you think? So, you know, we don't just jump on things. And it's like, well, very credible. More women are about to come out. And I'm like, let's talk about it tomorrow. I get a text about 9 at night. He's like, hey, this is big. It's coming out tomorrow. I didn't respond to him. He did the right thing. Called Rob Dugas. Let's tweet it. Let's take the credit. And again, we have to do that because they keep saying we're the fake news. Shit. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to drink a fire hose of information here. I mean, I can't even handle it anymore. It's like riding a tiger. And it's like having a tiger by the tail, folks. You think you've got that tiger under control, it will tear you up. And that's why I don't get these people that have power who think they're invincible and get on power trips. Because let me tell you something. You got real power, you start walking out on the edge of a cliff, and the more power you get, the further out on a cliff you are. And you're like, man, I don't, and pretty soon it's a tightrope. And you're like, this is dangerous. And then you say, should I be doing this? You go, yeah, it's for my children. I committed to do this. We're changing the world. But then I see all these other fools who don't even have that much power, who are delusional. And they get crazier and crazier and crazier the more power they get. And it's the old megalomania thing, and it scares you. They scare you. And then you go, we got to get control to protect ourselves from them. But we don't want some authoritarian system, because even if we're good, we'll die, we'll get killed, we'll get corrupt. And then there's these levers that are centralized. We got to create decentralized levers that really empower the people. I'm getting chills right now. So that we have a future. And that's what the founders built. And that's why we've been so successful, because it ties down power. It's got checks and balances. And yeah, a lot of it is a police state. And you grow up and you understand that police state and raw power is bad. Then you realize, oh, wait, this lesser system of control is tying down the big monster. Then you go, oh, why didn't I see it? Well, because you didn't know it all when you were 30 years old, bro, and you still don't know it all. But that's why statesmen and people all over the world marvel at our system, in its simplicity and its complexity and how well it works when you follow it. The problem is we haven't been following it for a while. It's like putting diesel fuel in a gasoline car, man. It ain't going to go well. So, coming up, we've got the media defending the Clintons and claiming there's no sexual impropriety with the Clintons. There's no corruption with the uranium one. It's all made up. It's all evil. And they've got a new talking point. It's dictatorship. If you talk bad about the Clintons, you want Trump to have a dictatorship. You're the ones trying to overthrow Trump. But see, they're telling you what they really want and what they claim we're doing. So that's coming up. We have ended the sales on 14 different items because they sold out or almost sold out. Supermel Vitality, so many other products. But we're extending free shipping throughout this weekend, and then it's going to end. And I rarely do free shipping, and I appreciate all your support. But we have two new probiotics and a new powerful digestive enzyme that are the highest quality, best produced from the top labs in the country, probiotics. We are so excited to announce these new babies. We've got Floralife Advanced Restoration, 50 billion live probiotic, 20 clinical studies, promotes healthy GI tract, supports immune system, and so much more. The nice glass bottle, 50 billion. This, again, other leading brands are $100, $200 for what you get with this. And on the sale right now, it is massively discounted. And then we've got, for on the go, everyday maintenance, 15 billion live probiotics. Amazing. Go read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But then, the thing I am so ultra excited about, because I like a high-protein diet and I love meat, but everybody knows, even if you chew well, it has problems in the lower GI tract, the colon, the upper and lower intestines. And if you get the right enzymes, as you get older, you have less and less natural digestive enzymes. It's why you get more and more heartburn and stomach aches as you get older and can't eat rich foods you could eat before, is because you don't produce the same amount of enzymes. This is next level beyond probiotic. I've been taking this for 2 months as it was getting prepared, it was getting ready, and man, I'm telling you, it is incredible. Normally, you eat a big steak for a day or two, you're tired. Doesn't happen anymore with this, and never have any issues. You know, I ate that 20-ounce ribeye, taking family out, you know, once every couple of weeks for a fancy dinner. I can eat it, and man, it's just totally different. But then when I eat other high-protein foods, but this is good for vegan diets, people that are mainly on carbohydrates. It does it all. It's called carnivore. Digestive enzymes, relieves occasional indigestion, supports normal digestion and macronutrients absorption, helps digest high-protein foods. People that are on these ketosis diets and Atkins-type diets and paleo diets, it's just amazing. Made in the USA, non-GMO, it's amazing. Oh, and by the way, our probiotics, a lot of probiotics don't even have the capsule that doesn't make it to the stomach. It's weird. We have the delivery system that goes through into the upper and lower intestine with our probiotics, obviously with Floralife. With carnivore, it's delivered directly into the stomach where it's needed with the digestive enzymes that your body needs with the acids to do this. Please, there are hundreds of studies on this. We're linked to just 20 of them. Go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and read about this. Introducing Carnivore, the all-new enzyme formula at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and 33% off out of the gate. And again, we don't raise the price and then lower it. We always have a regular price. 30% off is huge. I can tell you, we spend for these probiotics and enzymes 2-3 times what you see most stuff sold for in the stores. I mean, it's crazy. The lot of stuff has like $2 a product and they're selling it for $40. We'll have $20 a product in it and selling it for $50. And there's a markup there to fund ourselves, but this is really good stuff. Fuel Your Body Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product from InfoWarsLife.com. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. Digestive enzymes also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Yes, it rots in your gut, folks. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. A lot of older folks can't absorb it. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the larger indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks of your muscles. So instead of taking a bunch of amino acids, if you're not absorbing them, take this and let you get the natural ones that are the best that are in the milk, in the eggs, in the steak, in the poultry, in the fish. I'm getting hungry. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates. You can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life, InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm only talking about carnivore today because it takes too long to get into all of it. But carnivore helps relieve occasional bloating, gas, indigestion from high-protein, high-carbohydrate diets. Carnivore helps digest all types of food and break them down in absorbable pieces your body can use. And so much more. It helps relieve uncomfortable indigestion high-protein diets can cause, so you can eat protein-rich foods without discomfort. Helps fully digest food to prevent it from, again, rotting and fermenting. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And check out Floralife. Floralife, ladies and gentlemen, very affordable. We have the new everyday maintenance formula, and then we have, of course, Floralife, the 50 billion live probiotic advanced restoration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a